Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. And we just want to say welcome, 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 welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. We're so excited that you have to join us on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We're grateful. We're grateful for this thankful, thankful Thursday. Amen. We're so grateful for it on tonight. We thank you for taking the time to come out to be with us. Amen. In the presence of the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord. Truly, we are under an open heaven. Amen. And we thank God for, amen, his presence on tonight. But we know that even as the scripture declares, in his presence is fullness of joy. So we just bless God. We thank God on tonight. We just want to welcome you again. We want to welcome all of our listeners, those that are in the other countries of the earth. We just want to say thank you. Amen. We are picking you up, that you are tapping into the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We thank you. Now we are, amen, being listenership is at 59 countries, I believe it is, 59 countries all over the earth. Amen. And we just give God thanks. We give God praise. We can't even begin to start, amen, calling names, for we will leave someone out. Amen. But we thank God for you, for whatever country you're listening in. We thank God for those of you that are listening in the continental U.S. We thank you. Thank you. Those that are listening in the Isles of the Sea, we just want to say thank you as well. God bless you today. God bless you today. Amen. God bless you. God bless you on today. God bless you. Amen. We're so grateful for what the Lord is doing here on the Prayer News Network Global, how he is expanding, expanding, expanding. And we're just so grateful for that. Amen. We're so very grateful for, as we say, as we know, it is truly the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous, marvelous, marvelous in our eyes. Amen. We're just grateful to be a part of what the Lord is doing. Amen. We're grateful tonight. Amen. We're grateful, thanking the Lord for all of our leaders on tonight. Amen. Each and every one of them. Amen. Our thanking God for my leaders on tonight. Amen. Our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. And thanking God tonight for our senior apostle, Apostle Samuel Huggins James. Amen. Thanking God tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. My pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Amen. Thanking the Lord as well for all of our advisors. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of them on tonight. Amen. Thanking the Lord, amen, for, amen, our co-host, amen, Jesus Evangelist, amen, Diane Bond, amen, Jesus Minister Emmanuel Holmes. We just thank God for them. We thank God for everyone line, amen, and that enables us, that helps us to keep this outreach ministry growing and going. Amen. We thank God. We thank God on tonight. Amen. For the ears. We thank God for the souls that the word of God is touching. We're thanking him tonight for the lives that are being transformed. Amen. We may not see them all, but people of God, this is our faith. Amen. We believe that even as this word is going out over these airways, it is not returning unto the Lord void. Amen. We believe that it's touching someone's ears and it's touching someone's heart. Amen. Glory be to God. And it's changing hearts. Mm-hmm. This is what we believe. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him praise for you, for each and every one of you. Amen. We thank God for you whose lives are being changed by this word. Amen. And listen, amen, Jesus, we just want to say welcome, 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 welcome into the kingdom of God. Amen. Those of you, amen, that have given your lives to the Lord that we may not even know of, that, amen, Jesus, that even at the time, amen, Jesus, that we're opening, amen, open the doors for you to come on in. Glory be to God. Or those that are, amen, coming in, amen, Jesus, as the word is being preached, we just want to thank God for you, and we want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. We want to tell you that your life will never be the same. Your life will never be the same. And we pray that you are listening intentionally. We pray that you are coming to this line intentionally. Yes. We don't want you to just come to be coming. Amen. But we want you to come with purpose. Amen. Lord, search me. Search my heart, glory be to God. Search my mind. Search my soul, glory to God. Father, if there's anything within me that should not be, glory to God, not my brother, not my sister, my mother, my father, my cousin, my uncle, my neighbor, amen, Jesus, my senator, my president, glory to God, but search my heart, amen. Because, people of God, we got to stand before the Lord for ourselves. Amen. On that great day of judgment, we got to stand before God for ourselves. Amen. Glory to God. And this is an opportunity. This is the opportunity. Amen. We're in the living room. Amen. The word of God is being set before us so that we can see ourselves. Amen. Glory to God, so that we can take off the wrinkles. Amen. If the dress, the amen, the pants, the suit too tight, glory to God, we can take it off and make it right. Amen. We got time to do that. Amen. As we're coming to this line, amen, to this broadcast, glory be to God. So we, amen, we're not coming to be entertained. No, 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 no. Amen. That is not our purpose. Amen. But we're coming to be changed. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise for each and every one of you, people of God. We do, again, want to let you know that as well, this is a recorded line. Amen. And in the event, amen, that you missed something, glory be to God. Listen, we got it. Amen. You can always call, text us and request, amen, and we will send a copy to you. And when you get that copy, glory to God, we want to just ask as well, just share it with someone. Amen. Share the word of God. Amen. That is evangelism, taking the word, glory to God, and sending it, sending the word of God, amen, glory to God, sending it to someone, glory to God. We just send it, and the word will do the work, glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. And people of God, while you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and text someone. Come on the line. Amen. Text them, text them, text them. Fail not to text someone. Amen. And tell them to come. Tell them to come and hear. Amen. What the Lord has to say. Tell them to come. Glory to God. This is your hangout. Amen. We're all hanging out here together. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're all here together. So just invite someone to come and be with you. Amen. Tell them to come and fellowship with you. Amen. And perhaps after you, amen, after the broadcast is over, amen, call them up and tell them, amen, Jesus. Or ask them, did you get a chance to come on? Amen. It's just the little things, the little things. Amen. Glory be to God. Just the little things, people of God. You will be amazed, amen, at the little gentle nudges that you can give someone to invite them to come to the line. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We're so grateful tonight for, amen, what the Lord is doing. Truly, he's doing a great work in our lives. Amen, Jesus. And for this, we're so grateful. Amen. We're so very grateful. And we thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming to be with us. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming out to be a part of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We are indeed grateful. We are indeed grateful. Amen. On tonight. Glory to God for all that he's doing. Amen. Glory to God. Truly, he's doing a great work. Truly, he's doing a great work in our lives. Amen. And this is why we're coming. Amen. We're getting something out of it. Amen. So we, amen, again, want to invite you, amen, to invite someone else, amen, on the line tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And we tonight would like to ask you to go ahead and pull your hearts and minds in. Amen. Glory to God. Go ahead and pull your hearts and minds in. Glory to God, as our listeners are continuing to come. Glory to God. Go ahead and pull your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We, amen, are excited tonight. Amen, Jesus. We are indeed live on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And we want you, amen, Jesus, to pull someone in to be with you on tonight. Glory to God. People of God,
the recording has started.
We would that you go ahead and pull your hearts and minds in on tonight. Amen. After you've come in, glory to God, go ahead and get your pencil, your paper, your pen. Glory to God. Get it. Amen. Get it. Pull, amen. Listen and get situated, for there is a word from the Lord on tonight. Amen. We believe. Amen. This we believe, for we come in faith. Amen. Glory to God. So we believe that there's a word from the Lord on tonight. We believe that somebody's life is going to be changed. Somebody's life is going to be transformed on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. This we believe. Amen. Glory to God. So pull your hearts and your minds in. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. As we get ready now to go before the throne of grace. Amen. Glory to God. Pull your heart in. Pull your mind in. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Reflect on your day. Amen. And let's just begin to give God some thanks. Let's begin to give him some praise on tonight. Amen. Let's just begin to honor him on tonight. Glory to God. With the fruit of our lips. Amen. Glory to God. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth unto all generations. Glory to God. Father, we bless you tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We honor you tonight, oh God, again with the fruit of our lips. We're coming tonight with open hearts. We're coming, glory to God, with open mind, with an open spirit unto you in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're coming on today, glory to God, for you said by your word, oh God, that we could come boldly before your throne. And we're coming on tonight, glory to God, humbled, glory to God, humbled, glory to God, for you're an awesome God. We're coming humbled on tonight with reverence, glory to God, with deep reverence unto you. in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're coming on tonight with thanksgiving. We're coming tonight thanking you. We're coming thanking you tonight, glory to God, thanking you for all of your goodness. Father, we're thanking you tonight for life and that more abundantly. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your compassion that fails not. For great is your faithfulness. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Father, we bless you tonight for your keeping power. Thank you for how you kept us all day long. We thank you for how you kept us, oh God, even as we slept. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, for how you kept our families, how you, glory to God, kept all of our loved ones. Father, we want to say tonight, thank you. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for how you kept our minds, how you kept our minds, oh God, even in the midst, glory to God, of turmoil, even in the midst of troubles. But Father, you kept our minds. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. Father, we thank you on tonight, glory to God, that our mind is yet stayed on you. And Father, tonight we come, glory to God. We're coming in the precious name of Jesus. We're coming tonight. We're coming tonight. We're here. We're coming tonight. Glory to God. We're here. Glory to God. Coming because we need you, Lord. We're coming because we need another touch. Father, we're coming tonight, glory to God, for we desire another touch on tonight. In that precious name, Jesus. Father, we're coming on tonight, for you are the life giver, and we bless your name on tonight. We're coming tonight, glory to God, and we're asking you, Father, that you would look upon each and every one of us this night. Father, we're asking that you would look upon us, oh God. Look upon our hearts on tonight. Look, glory to God, upon the altar of the hearts on tonight. And we're asking you, glory to God, to forgive us of sin. Father, we're asking you to forgive us of sin, every sin on tonight, oh God, anything that we've done. Father, we're asking you to forgive us on tonight. We're asking that you would create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God. We're asking you tonight, oh God, to lift heads on tonight. We're asking that you would strengthen on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for we're coming from all the four corners of the earth on tonight. We're asking that you would look upon this broadcast, look upon this line on tonight. Father, for you see every need and you see every desire. And Father, we're asking you tonight to move by your spirit. Move by your anointing on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're coming on tonight. We're asking that you would touch our minds on tonight. We're asking that you would transform our minds on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, glory be to God. We're asking you, oh God, to touch hearts on tonight. Touch hearts, glory to God. Glory to God. We're asking, oh God, that you will save on tonight. Father, save by your anointing. Save on tonight. Oh, glory be to God. We're asking you on tonight. We're asking that you will break yokes in the name of Jesus. Father, break every yoke in the name of Jesus. Father, on tonight, we're asking that you will set every captive free in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you to move by your spirit. We're asking you to move by your anointing on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to heal tonight. Father, touch and heal bodies on tonight. Touch and heal, glory to God. Touch and heal on tonight. Oh, God, every inflammation, oh, God, every inflammation, every sickness on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would touch and heal on tonight. Oh, God, whatever the name on tonight, oh, God. Father, we declare on tonight it has to bow in thy precious name, Jesus. Oh, God, but we exalt your name tonight. We exalt your name on tonight in the name of Jesus. We exalt thy name. Glory to God. We exalt thy name on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we shall have your way tonight. We shall have your way tonight. We're asking you, glory to God. We're asking you on tonight, oh, God, to move, oh, God, for your people. Move in the midst of your people tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you tonight, glory to God. We're asking you tonight to lift heavy burdens, oh, God. We're asking you to lift tonight. Lift the hung down head in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Father, we're asking you
we pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, cause the spirit of comfort. Cause the spirit of comfort to rest upon your people. Cause the spirit of comfort to rest among your people tonight. Oh, glory to your name, oh God. Oh, God, knowing, oh God. Oh, God, that there is, oh, higher than the Most High. Oh, God, cause your people tonight, oh, God, to know that you're yet on the throne. Yet. Oh, God, that you're yet in control. In thy precious name, oh, God, we're asking you tonight to cause there to be lifting. Lift on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lift on tonight. Bring your people to trust on tonight, to trust you, God. Oh, God, but you're too wise to make a mistake. Cause your people to know on tonight. Oh, God, for you are the light, for you are the lifter of the head on tonight. And, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise tonight. We praise you on tonight. We glorify you on tonight. In thy precious name, oh, God, we're asking you tonight, oh, glory to God, Father, to move tonight. Oh, God, those that are bound by addiction, oh, God, whatever the name may be, in the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you will lift on tonight. Break the burdens. Break, oh, God, the bands, oh, God, that hold your people fast on tonight. Break every band of addiction, every name of addiction tonight. Father, break it tonight. Oh, glory to God, and give your people, oh, God, give your people an opportunity, oh, God, to make an intelligent choice, to make a divine choice. Oh, glory to God, to make you their Lord, to make you their Savior. In that precious name on tonight, Father, we're asking you to move, glory to God, move in provision on tonight. Move in provision as only you can. Father, do it tonight for your people. Some need answers on tonight. Make provisions. Oh, God, create miracles tonight for your people, we pray. In that precious name, Jesus. Father, and we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for your peace. Glory to God. Your peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for being our covering. Thanking you for being our shield. Glory to God. We bless your name on tonight. Glory to God. We bless your name on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, tonight we say, oh God, thy will again. Thy will be done. Thy will be done on tonight. Father, send forth your word. Send your word on tonight. Send your word, oh God, in power, in demonstration on tonight. Father, cause it to fall on good ground in the precious name of Jesus. Father, bless your speaker tonight. Bless the woman of God. Father, we're asking that you would have your way. Father, and we're thanking you now for the prepared word for a prepared people. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory in the precious name. I Jehovah. Woo, in thy precious name, Jesus, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We glorify you on tonight. Glorify you for your word, for it shall not return unto you void. Father, we're thanking you yet again. Father, we're asking that you would strengthen your speaker now. Strengthen as only you can. We thank you for your word. Thank you for your divine word on tonight. We honor, we glorify you. Father, your matchless name on tonight. Father, we bless you all. Glory to God. We ask, oh God, now that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. In the name of Jesus. In that precious name, oh God, cover us. Woo, glory to God. Cover us. Yeah, God, and we shall be covered. For this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you honor. For this we give you glory tonight. We bless your name now. In that precious name, Jesus, glory to God, every heart on tonight. Hallelujah. Every heart on tonight. Glory to God, every heart on tonight. Hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. Amen on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We are grateful tonight. Amen. We're grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for glory to God, what the Lord, amen, is doing, for what he's about to do, amen, in the midst of us on tonight. We bless him, amen, we give him thanks, we give him praise, amen, Jesus. Our scripture reading tonight, glory to God, will be coming from Psalm 24,
Amen. Our scripture reading from Psalms 24 on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. And the scripture reads on this night. Amen. Glory to God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah, hallelujah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody just say hallelujah on tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. He is the King of glory. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. We bless, amen, the Lord again on tonight. Amen. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him. Amen. Jesus, just a little song of praise. Amen. That just dropped in my spirit. Amen. On tonight. Glory to God. It's just a little melody. Amen. The song says, the Lord shall be king over all the earth, and there shall be, the Lord shall be king over all the earth, and there shall be just one Lord, and his name shall be one. The Lord shall be king of all the earth, and there shall be. The Lord shall be king over all the earth, and there shall be just one Lord, and his name shall be one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One Lord, one faith. Amen. And one baptism. Amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For those, amen, that have come to be with us on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We just bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus. We excited. Amen, 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 amen. As we're in the presence of the Lord, we're just excited, amen, because we're in a good place. We're in a safe place, amen. Glory be to God. We tonight, amen, we're getting ready for the word. Glory be to God. We are getting ready for the word. Amen, Jesus. And we're going to ask our co-host on tonight, amen, Minister Emmanuel, if he would come tonight and introduce our speaker. Amen. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. God bless you. Amen, woman of God. Amen. To all the Prayer News Network, amen, global family, we thank God for each and every one of you. Truly tonight we give God praise. We give God glory for the great things that he has done. Truly we know that prayer changes things. Amen. There's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're just so happy tonight that the Lord has blessed us, allowed us to come together and to gather in his holy name. Amen. We are gathered in his name just to worship him. Somebody say you want to forget about yourself, concentrate on him, and worship him. Amen. That's what we come to do tonight, is worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. We praise God, amen, for this night. We thank God for this Prayer News Network, how God has been blessing us. The word of God is going out each and every night. We thank God for, amen, amen, the mighty things that God is doing in the earth, all over the world. Amen. For all those that have a mind to labor in the master's vineyard, amen, to do God's will. So we're just so grateful and honored tonight. And if I was to sing a song, I'm not going to, but if I was to sing a song tonight, the song would be, amen, he allowed us to come together just one more time. Amen, one more time, one more time. God allowed us to come together just one more time. And truly, God, amen, he brought us together on his Prayer News Network prayer line, so that we could give God's name the praise and the glory. And tonight we do have a great speaker. Amen. We thank God, amen, for this great speaker, this great woman of God. Amen. She's no stranger to us. She's not a stranger to the Prayer News Network. Amen. She has been with us, amen, one or two times. Amen. As our speaker. But we're so honored and so privileged to have her back again tonight. Amen. She was so willing and so, amen, zealous to take the invitation as it was extended unto her. So tonight, people of God, we want you to prepare your hearts and your minds, amen, to receive a fresh word from the Lord. Amen. One word from the Lord will change your situation tonight. Amen. And tonight, amen, we're so honored to have, amen, Evangelist Martha Collarbreath, amen, one of my fellow ministers and evangelists, amen, with laborers in the gospel. Amen. Here with us tonight, that's going to break the bread of life unto us. Amen. So we want you, amen, to open your hearts and your minds to receive what it is that God, amen, wants to, amen, feed us tonight. Amen. That manna from on high. So without any further preliminary, we introduce to you and present to others our speaker for tonight in the person of Evangelist Martha Collarbreath. Amen. And also she is, amen, a field evangelist. Amen. She does have, amen, a prayer line as well. Amen. Every Thursday night she does have a prayer line. Amen. No doubt at the end of this program she can give you her information, amen, to her prayer line as well, that the Lord laid on her heart, amen, to do during this time of pandemic as well. So we thank God for all the laborers out there that are laboring in the vineyard for the Lord, trying to do what God, amen, tell them to do. Amen. So tonight we present to you, amen, our speaker for tonight, Evangelist Martha Collarbreath, amen, from Camden, New Jersey, amen, out of our headquarters church, amen, Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated. Amen. At this time, we ask, amen, our speaker, if you would take the platform, push star 6, unmute, and the platform is in your hand. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, Minister Emmanuel. Can we say praise the Lord? Can we give God some his name, glory, and honor wherever you may be? Just give God the glory and honor that's due unto him. How that he deserves all the praise. He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the hallelujahs. Oh, Lord, and I thank God for on tonight. Truly, he's good and worthy of every praise. And we give honor to God, to my pastor, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., who is the president of our organization, to the late Pastor Marshall, Mother Tyler, to the visionary evangelist Annette Bradley, who has been laboring with this phenomenal work of God, how that is just, it amazes me. And I thank God for her on tonight, to all of the host evangelists, Emmanuel Hogue, Minister Emmanuel Hogue, and Evangelist Bonds. And truly, I thank God for this opportunity to bring forth the word of God. And I just thank God because he's good and he's worthy of every praise. Before I go into the word, I'm going to have a short word of prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight. Oh, Lord, we thank you for keeping us alive. We thank you for your love and your mercy. Oh, Lord, and we thank you, God, because you're good and you're worthy of every praise. Look upon us tonight. Send your words. Send your anointing. Speak through me, Lord. Give me the words to say. Let your word go out and touch somebody's heart, somebody's mind. Give somebody a change of heart. Oh, Lord, to turn to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let somebody say, what must I do to be saved? We thank you tonight, Lord, and we give glory and honor to thy name, and not unto us, O God, but unto you, Lord. Oh, Lord, and we thank you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. And without further ado, would you please turn with me to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, beginning at the 1st verse. At St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, beginning at the 1st verse. And the word of God reads, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Hallelujah. If I would just leave one word as my thought, blessed. Blessed. One word, just one word. I believe this is Jesus, how that these are called the Beatitudes, that Jesus spoke to his disciples. He spoke these words to his disciples while he was on the mountain, and this is, you know, this was called his Sermon on the Mount. And he's speaking these words to his disciples today, which are the people of God. The word of God says, and he opened his mouth and taught them. See, we need to be taught sometimes. We don't know it all. We need the Lord to teach us. And when we think we know, there's still more we need to learn from the Lord. So he began to teach his disciples. It was necessary for him to teach them because he was not going to be with them always in the natural. So the third verse says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I believe when you're poor in spirit, you see your need for God. You're not proud and lifted up. In these day and time, so many people don't see their need for God. They feel like they can get things on their own. They feel like they can be their own person. But let me tell you, you need God in a day and time like this. How that Jesus began to say, blessed are the poor in spirit. How that when you're poor in spirit, you see your need for God. You see that you need the Lord to move in your life. You see that you need God to change your life all the way around. How that David began to say in Psalms 34 and 6. And you got to remember, once David was a wealthy man, how that he began to say, the word of God says in Psalms 34 and 6, it began to read as follows. It says, this poor man cried how that David was referring to himself. He referred to himself as a poor man. How that he began to say, this poor man cried. I believe David needed the Lord. He needed the Lord to come to his rescue. How that he was running for his life. He was running away from that evil soul. And he began to say, this poor man cried. It doesn't hurt to cry sometimes. Sometimes you just need to cry out unto the Lord. If you cry out, he will hear your prayer. David began to say, this poor man cried. And the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. When you get in trouble, call on the Lord. Cry out unto him. Cry out and he will hear your humble cry. How that David realized that he needed the Lord. In Psalms 40 and 17, the word of God says, let me get it here. Psalms 40 and 17. But David began to say, but I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Hallelujah, thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, oh my God. David realized he was poor and needy, and he began to cry out unto the Lord. He said, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. See, when you break up that heart, when you go before God and cry, oh, my God, whatever your need is, if you break up your heart and go to God in secret prayer, cry out unto him, let the tears roll down. Oh, Lord, let that heart be broken up, how that God, he will hear you, a broken and a contrite spirit. God will in no wise despise. But see, you got to break up that heart. You got to humble down and not be proud and lift it up. When you see your need for the Lord, you got to cry out unto him. Let that heart cry. How that the Lord, he will hear your cry. So blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You'll have an inheritance when you see your need for the Lord. When you go before God, it says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You may be poor in spirit now, but you will have the kingdom of heaven. The fourth verse says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. I believe this, I realize to mourn. Sometimes people mourn because of the death of a loved one or someone that was dear. But this goes a little bit deeper. Hallelujah. How that when you're mourning within yourself, you're mourning because of your sin. You're mourning because of your transgressions. More people need to mourn. They need to see their need for the Lord. They need to cry out. And God, he will hear their cry. It says, blessed are the meek, for they, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The meek are the needy. You're desperately poor. You're humble and gentle. How that it said, blessed. There's nothing wrong with being meek. Sometimes people may try to run over you because you're meek in spirit. But be meek anyhow. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. How that all the earth will be yours. It says, blessed are the meek. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Not maybe and not might. If you thirst after righteousness, you're going to be filled. If you just come to the Lord, maybe you don't know how to give your life to the Lord. Just come to him and pray and cry out like David did. Hallelujah. If you want to truly be saved, just come to the Lord. If you're thirsty tonight, if you're just yearning to know the Lord, well, here's your answer. You just come to the Lord as you are, wherever you may be. It says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The Lord knows how to fill you more than these natural things, more than these food, more than what this world can offer. Just hunger and thirst after righteousness. And the word of God says that you shall be filled. Hallelujah. One day when we were seeking the Lord, we was earnest. I know I was. I wanted to be saved. I wanted the Holy Ghost. I would fast and pray. I would come before the Lord crying unto the Lord. Lord, save me, Lord. I came unto him just as I was. And I began to give up the world and everything that's in it. I just threw myself on the Lord's mercy. I cried and I prayed. I was thirsting after righteousness. And let me tell you, the Lord filled me. He came in and gave me the Holy Ghost. So if you're thirsty tonight, come unto the Lord just as you are. Cry out like David did. Say, Lord, I'm poor and needy. How that the Lord will fill your cup. He'll fill you with his Holy Ghost. If you just humble down and be meek, the Lord, he'll fill you with his precious gift. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. You know God is a merciful God. How that if you're merciful unto others, if you forgive others, God will forgive you. But if you don't forgive others, God, he won't forgive you. Blessed are the merciful. How that the Lord is merciful unto us. He give us chance after chance to get it right. He's a merciful God. He's a good God. Evangelist Bradley mentioned the verse. God is faithful. He's full of compassion. His compassion is new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Every morning God gives us new mercy. Hallelujah. God is a compassionate God. He gives us chance after chance. But now is the time to come unto the Lord. He's a merciful God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Their heart has to be pure. You can't have anything in your heart against anyone. Their heart has to be pure. David began to say in Psalms 51 and 10, it says he began to say, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Their heart has to be clean. You can't hide nothing in your heart. The Lord sees what's in your heart. I often pray, Lord, search the inner chambers of my heart. Those deep, dark spaces where no one can see but you, Lord. Search my heart. Try my reins. See if there be any wicked ways in me. Sometimes we know we have ways that are not like the Lord. We got to pray and get it out while we got a chance. And there may be something in there that we're not aware of it. We got to pray about that, too. Our hearts have to be pure. Our minds have to be pure. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. How that you want to have peace. How that you don't want to stir up confusion. You don't want to stir up ism and schism. You don't want to stir up strife. But you are a peacemaker. Jesus began to say, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. You want to keep the peace. Hebrews 12 and 14 says, how that it began to say, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. We got to follow after peace. We got to do that which will bring about peace and not confusion. You know, some people are troublemakers, and they want to be a troublemaker, but how that they won't see God, and they won't be called the children of God. But we know that God is not the author of confusion. confusion, peace, as in all churches of the saints. So you got to be a peacemaker. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You know, people are going to revile you. People are going to criticize you. People are going to persecute you. People are going to talk about you and cast your name out as evil. People are going to talk about you, oh, Lord. But the word of God says, blessed are they which are persecuted. They persecuted Jesus, a man that did no wrong, but yet they persecuted him. So Jesus is saying, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. They're going to call you a holy roller. They're going to call you names and say it doesn't take all of that. Look at her or look at him. But how that Jesus is saying for theirs, that you have the kingdom of heaven. If you're persecuted for righteousness' sake, yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Hallelujah. How that they're going to revile you. They're going to cast out your name as evil. They're going to criticize you in an abusive way. They're going to abuse you. They're going to persecute you. But Jesus began to say, you're blessed. You're blessed. When men shall revile you, when men shall persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, you're blessed. Blessed are ye. Hallelujah. You're blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field. Don't worry about it. The Lord will take up the fight. The Lord will take up the battle. You don't have to try to fight your own battle. You don't have to fuss no one out. But let the Lord take care of them. You are blessed when men shall revile you, when they shall abuse you and cast your name out as evil. You're blessed. The 12th verse, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Jesus is telling you to rejoice. It may not seem a happy thing at the time, but rejoice anyway. It may not feel good. It may not look good. It may not seem good at the time. But Jesus is saying rejoice and be exceeding glad. Not just glad, but exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. You got a greater reward than this world can give. You got a reward in heaven. Oh, Lord, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You're not the only one that was persecuted. You're not the only one that was criticized. You know they criticized Jesus. Jesus, he healed the sick. He raised the dead. And they begin to rail on him. Said he's doing that through Beelzebub. Oh, Lord, and Beelzebub was the devil. How could you say such a thing, that Jesus was healing through the devil? These people don't care what they say. So if they persecuted Jesus, if they reviled him, they're going to do the same for you and I. Don't think it's strange. Don't bow your head down. Don't walk with your hair hung down. Jesus is saying rejoice and be exceeding glad. You got a greater reward coming. If you just hold on and hold out, endure the persecution, endure being reviled again, endure being talked about, you got a greater reward in heaven. If you can just hold out, if I can just hold out, you got a greater reward. Jesus has your reward if you just hold on and hold out, how that redemption is coming. Go with me to St. Luke, the 6th chapter, beginning at the 20th verse. It says, and he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Hallelujah. Here comes that verse. Rejoice ye in that day, and what? And leap for joy. Hallelujah. Wherever you are to leap for joy. Hallelujah. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. You got a great reward waiting on you. If you endure the persecution, if you endure being lied on, if you endure being reproached, if you endure the criticism and the ridicule, Jesus is saying, rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. He's telling us to rejoice and leap for joy. You may say, Sister Martha, I don't feel like leaping. I don't feel like it. But do it anyway. Do it because God is going to give you the victory. Do it because your reward is great in heaven. He knows how you feel. He knows the issue that you face. Truly do it. How that leap for joy. How that is calmly for the saints to praise the Lord. It's calmly, Psalms 33:1. It's calmly, the word of God says, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is calmly for the upright. Hallelujah, the word calmly, it means pleasant to look at. It means it's a beautiful thing. Sometimes we say that's a beautiful thing. Combat, but when the saints praise the Lord, it's calmly for the upright. It's a wonderful thing to see the saints praising God after all you've been through, after all you've come through. It's a beautiful thing to praise God. You don't have to feel ashamed. Oh, no, you can praise God. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday. Just give God some praise. Truly, he's worthy. Psalms 149, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him, that the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the temple and heart. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. How that the song saith, the robin can say thank you. You can do it too. Psalms 148, how that I won't read the whole psalm, but it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. The sun and the moon praise the Lord. Hallelujah, the stars of light. Oh, my God, the heavens of heavens, the waters that be above the heavens, they praise the Lord. Hallelujah, the dragons and all deeps, fire and hell, snow and vapors, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, the beasts, the cattle, they praise the Lord. You can go forth in a dance. The young and the old can go forth together in praising God. His name is worthy of every praise. Somebody said praise him in the middle of the battle. If you're in a fiery storm, you can just praise God right in the middle of it. And I got news for you. How that in the word of God, how that Second Chronicles, the 20th chapter, oh my God, the 20th and 21st verse, how that Jehoshaphat and his army was on the way to the battle against the Moabites and the Ammonites. But you know what they did? The 20th verse says, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. So shall ye be established. Believe his prophets. So shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that shall praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, what did God do? God gave them the victory. It says, and when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. They began to praise God on their way to the battle. Hallelujah, there's nothing wrong when you see the battle coming. Just go ahead and praise God. And when you get into the battle, in the middle of it, praise God anyhow. And God will give you the victory. Go ahead and do your victory dance. Praise God in advance. Praise him in faith. Go ahead and praise him. And God will give you the victory. Somebody said your deliverance can come through your praise. Hallelujah. By praising God, shackles will be broken. Chains will be broken. Oh, Lord Jesus, how that God will give you the victory. How that anointing, how that the yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. Just go ahead and praise God right in the middle of the battle. Praise him before you get to the battle. Praise him when the battle is over. Do your victory dance. No matter how you're persecuted, no matter how they cast your name out as evil, give God the praise. You're blessed. You have a great reward in heaven. All the people of God, praise the Lord. Give his name glory. Give his name praise and honor. Like I said, it may not look good at the time. It may not feel good, but praise God anyhow. For great is your reward in heaven. You're blessed. You're blessed. You're blessed. You're blessed. Blessed are ye. You're blessed. That's what Jesus said. You're blessed. So hold on. Lift your head up. Oh, Lord, don't go around with your head hung down, but lift your head up. Gird up your loins and give God some praise. Praise him out of the depths of your heart and see, won't God work it out? See, won't you feel matter. See, when God worked the situation out, because God, he'll give you the victory, and he wants to give you the victory. Truly blessed. If we keep the word of God and do what God said do, how that we're blessed. The people of God, you are blessed. And for those of you that don't know the Lord, you ought to try him. You ought to see that you're poor and needy, and you need a Savior. You ought to come to Jesus. Come while there's still time. Come to the Lord. Come to the fountain that will never run dry. You can plunge into it. Take your burden to the Lord. Cry out unto him and see won't he fix it for you. He knows what to do. He knows how to do it. And he knows when to do it. Come unto the Lord. Let your hearts be blessed from the word of God. Truly the people of God everywhere, you're blessed. Like the word of God says in St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. And by you knowing that you're blessed, you ought to rejoice and leap for joy. For great is your reward in heaven. May your hearts be blessed. Service is back into the hands of Minister Emmanuel. Minister Emmanuel, service is back into the hands.
God bless you. God bless you.
Okay.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We praise God tonight. Amen for the word of God. Amen. Amen. Our phones got cut off. Amen. Enemy cut the lines off, but you know what? The word of God still went out. Amen. Right now, we want to just open up the lines, and we want to give God some praise right now. Amen, because we have the victory. Amen. In the midst of it, we're going to praise God. Glory be to God. Let's open up the lines and give the Lord some praise. Amen. Come on, unmute your phones and praise the Lord tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves. All participants are unmuted.
Glory be to God. Come on, let's praise him. Amen. Praise him in the midst of it. Praise God in the midst of the battle. Praise God in the midst of the storm. Amen. Through it all. Come on, let's praise him tonight. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, people of God, praise him. Open your mouth and praise the Lord. Bless the Lord tonight. Come on and bless the Lord tonight. Come on and bless the Lord tonight. Oh, glory to your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Praise him for the victory. Praise him for the victory right now. Praise him right now. Glory to your name, God. Come on and praise him, people. Come on, people, God. Lift up your voice tonight. Lift up your voice tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord with me tonight. Come on and bless the Lord with me tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We praise God tonight. We praise God for victory through the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. God has given us the victory. Our praise will fight for us. Our praise will bring us out. Amen. Bless tonight. Amen. Bless tonight. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. Bless the Lord tonight. Amen. That's what we come to do. We come to bless God for blessing us. Amen. Jesus taught the disciples. Amen. The beatitudes of the blessedness of God. Amen. And all we got to do is continue to bless God at all times. Let his praises be in our mouth. Let the praise of God be in our mouth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen for the victory. Amen. Thank God. Amen for his word tonight. Amen. Coming through Evangelist. Amen. Martha. Amen. We thank God. Amen for the word of God. Amen. I know the enemy don't like it. I know the enemy wants to try to stop, amen, the word of God, but it's too late. The word of God has already been established. The word of God has already gone out into the atmosphere. Amen. God has already let us know what to do. Praise God in the middle of the battle. Praise God, amen, in every circumstance. Bless the Lord. Amen. Just lift your hands up towards heaven. Amen. And say, Lord, I bless you. Amen. In spite of it all, I bless you. And I give your name the praise. Hallelujah. Amen. And you can walk away with victory. Amen. Knowing that victory is in Jesus. Amen. We thank God tonight for the word of God. Thank God, amen, for, amen, the word. Amen. That God has given us tonight, letting us know, blessed are they which, amen, thirst and hunger after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Amen. God, amen, want us to come to him, needy, poor. Amen. So that he can fill us. Amen. He can fill our empty vessels. Glory be to God. How many of you want God to fill you up tonight? Amen. You ought to say, Lord, fill me up tonight. Amen. We praise God tonight. Amen. We thank God for the word of God. Amen. The enemy tried to come, amen, and cut my phone off. Amen. But I thank God, amen. I declare that I have the victory. I know, amen, that I have the victory. Amen. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So we thank God tonight for the word of God. Amen. For each and every one of you that heard the word of God tonight. Amen. She began to tell us, amen, we got to come to God broken, with a broken heart and a contract spirit. We got to come to God, amen, poor in spirit, realizing, Lord, I need you. I can't move without you. I can't breathe without you. I can't even live without you. I need you just that much. Amen. You got to realize how bad you need the Lord. Amen. So tonight, amen, we're going to open up the platform, amen, for prayer. Maybe somebody on the line, amen, not saved. Maybe you don't have the Holy Ghost. Amen, like the woman of God was talking about tonight. But tonight the Lord come to give you and fill you with the Holy Ghost. Amen, but you got to break that heart up, and you got to realize how bad do you want him tonight. How bad do you want the Lord tonight? Amen, and you can ask the Lord to come into your heart. Amen, so tonight we're going to ask the woman of God. She'll come back to the platform. Amen, and she will offer prayer of salvation to those that need salvation. Amen. Then after the prayer of salvation, amen, we're going to, amen, ask her, amen, if she would take any prayer requests for those that are standing in need of prayer tonight. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Back into your hands. Offer a prayer at this time.
Praise the Lord. Let's go to God in prayer. You know, God, he does hear and answer prayer. He's not miles and miles away. But wherever you are, wherever you meet that condition of your heart, see, the Lord looks at the heart. How that we may say one thing on the outward appearance, but the Lord is looking at the heart. So wherever you are, we're going to go to God. And whatever you need from the Lord, ask God for it. Ask God to do it for you. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we give glory and honor to your name. Oh, Lord, we're poor and needy, and we need you, Lord. Oh, Lord, look upon us right now. Look upon that soul that don't know you in the pardon of their sin. Oh, Lord, help them to come to you. Help them to run to you, Lord. Please, Jesus, to say, what must I do to be saved? I want to live for you, Lord. I want to walk right and talk right. Jesus, you know who's on the line, Lord. You know every need, Lord. Jesus, stretch out your saving hand. Stretch out your healing hand. Somebody's up against something, and they don't know what to do. Lord, you're a prayer-answering Savior. You can fix the situation like nobody can. Somebody has a health issue, and they need healing. Oh, Lord, you're the great physician. You can heal. You can deliver. You know what the doctors don't know. Lord, save, heal, and deliver. Touch somebody's mind. Touch somebody's heart. call on you and be saved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Lord, hear our cry, Lord. Hear our petition on tonight. Please, Lord. Hallelujah, please, Jesus. We need you tonight. All we need is a touch from you, Lord, where you can speak the word only. I'm praying that you will fix every situation according to your will. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we know you're able. Oh, Lord, please go into the countries one by one and name by name. You're the same God that's here in the United States. You're the same God that's overseas in the Middle East, all over the world. You're the same God. Oh, Lord, and we're coming unto you, Lord. Please, Lord Jesus, save such that need to be saved. Give somebody a repentful heart. Open up somebody's heart and mind to receive you, Lord. Please, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, look on the Evangelist Bradley. Continue to strengthen her. Anoint her the morning. Do thy will, oh God. Look on Minister Emmanuel. Look on the host, Lord. Oh, Lord, bless him. Look on Evangelist Bond. Oh, Lord, and remember all those that called in tonight. Remember that they took time out to hear your word. Remember them tonight. Oh, Lord, please answer speedily according to your will. And we thank you tonight. Thank you for that soul. Thank you for the one you've touched. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in advance. Thank you for fixing the situation. Thank you in faith for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we give your name glory, honor, and praise. All these things we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank God for the prayer. We know that God, he does hear and answer prayer. Maybe there's somebody out there under the sound of my voice that want to try Jesus. You heard about him and you read about him, but you want to try him for yourself. You want to see if what we're saying is true. You want to see if he does hear and answer prayer. But we're going to invite you to open up the lines and come forth. Don't be ashamed. Whatever you need, maybe you just need prayer. But we're going to give you a chance to open up the lines and come forth while there's time. Is there one? I want to encourage you to come to the line. Is there one? After hearing the word, is there one that want to step forth and say, pray for me? Is there one? Well, if there be none, there be no one. We thank God for you anyhow. We thank God for each and every one of you that called in. Right now, we're going to turn it back over into the hands of Minister Emmanuel.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For the beautiful word once again. Amen. And the prayer, amen, that has gone up and been offered. Amen. Thank God for salvation that has been offered to each and every one of you tonight. Amen. One thing about it, we got to be hungry for God. We got to have a thirst for God. Amen. We just can't run to God only when things are going upside down, turned upside down in our lives. But we got to run to God at all times. He wants you to come to him as, amen, our Heavenly Father. Amen. We have a Heavenly Father, and we could go to him in prayer about anything. Amen. We could talk to the Lord about anything, and he'll be right there. Amen. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. You got to want God more than you want carnality. You got to want the Lord more than you want these things. Amen. You got to have that hunger way down in your soul. Amen. To say, I want the Lord more than anything else. And the Lord will come and see about you. Amen. We praise God tonight. Amen. Once again for this, amen, this service and how the Lord has blessed us, how the Lord has met us in his word. Thank God for his anointed. Thank God, amen, for the speaker. How the Lord touched her body and just gave her the strength to deliver, amen, the word of God. Amen. And one thing about it, we heard enough word. We heard enough word, amen, to be saved. And if we be lost after all this word that has been coming night after night, if we be lost, it's nobody's fault but ours. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. After all this word that we have heard, after all this time, amen, that the word of God has been going forth, even in the state of a pandemic, the word of God never ceased. The word of God never stopped. The church doors may have closed up. Amen. Buildings and everything else, amen, may have been locked up. But one thing about the word of God still, amen, have free course. Amen. The word of God was still being preached, amen, over the airwaves, amen, all over the world. Amen. And the one thing about it, it's going to be a witness against, amen, those that don't receive the Lord. The word of God is going to be a witness against in the day of judgment. Hallelujah. So we got to take heed to the word of God. Amen. Lest at any time we should let it slip. Amen. If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the sinner and the ungodly appear? Amen. If the righteous just barely make it in, after doing all they know how to do to be saved, and they just barely get by and make it in, the sinner man don't even stand a chance. Amen. But tonight, while there's still breath in your body, while the blood is running warm in your veins, you ought to stop and get salvation and try to serve the Lord. Amen. While you have a chance. So tonight we thank God for the word of God once again that has gone forth. Thank God for the prayer. Amen. The prayer of salvation, the prayer of help. Amen. That has been offered. Amen. To each one of us tonight. Amen. We just thank God. Amen. People, God, amen. We want you to know if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, you can, amen, text, amen, us at area code 912-257-3918. Once again, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's, amen, broadcast, you can text us at area code 912-257-3918. Also, to all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries, you too can get a copy of tonight's broadcast by using WhatsApp and text us at area code 678-608-7234. Once again, this is for all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries. If you desire, amen, a copy of tonight's broadcast, please text us by using WhatsApp. The number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Request a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. We'll do our best to get it to you, amen, as soon as we can. Amen. And once you get it, listen to it. Let it bless you all over again. Amen. But spread the love. Spread the love of Jesus. Spread the word of God to somebody else that needs to hear these messages, because somebody down in the valley is trying to get home. Amen. But they need a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. They need one word from the Lord that can change their situation and can change their heart, change their mind, and change their desire. It's going to take the word of God to turn men's hearts back to God. Only God can do it. And we know he's able. This is why we preach this gospel. This is why we're here on the prayer line every night, so that somebody can hear the preached word of God and turn their hearts back to him and surrender. Say, Lord, here am I. What must I do to be saved? Amen. We bless God tonight. Amen. We give God praise. Amen. We want to pray over the woman of God tonight. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we only thank you, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. We thank you for this night. We thank you for your messenger. We thank you for your woman serving God. We thank you how she came, oh God, willingly to declare your word. We thank you how she unveiled herself so you can use her in a great and mighty way. Father God, we thank you for touching her body. We thank you for touching her voice. We thank you for giving her the strength to declare your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we pray right now for strength. We pray for renewed strength. We pray, oh God, that you will touch her body continuously. We pray that you will have your way in her life. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch upon the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Oh, God, give her a fresh anointing tonight. God, we pray for a double portion of thy spirit. Everything that was withdrawing tonight, everything that was taken out tonight, God, we pray that you will make a deposit back into her spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, have your way in her life. Use her for your service. You get the glory out of her life. Oh, God, bless her going out. Bless her coming in. Oh, God, whatsoever she do, God, let it prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that you will bless her ministry, God. Oh, God, bless the Hope ministry, God, that you laid upon her heart, God, and told her, oh, God, to do the work out her soul salvation in the mighty name of Jesus. You said, work while it is day. When night coming, no man shall be able to work. Father God, we pray that you continue to give her strength. Oh, God, give her vision, revelation, God. Oh, God, help her to be a soul winner, God. For your will and for your kingdom, help her to win souls unto you. You say, he that winneth souls is wise. Let the word of God go out, God. Oh, God, bless the word. Bless the messenger tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless her home. Bless her family. Oh, God, we know that you're able to continue to keep them covered under the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, so that the world can do them no harm. Father God, you get the glory tonight, and we'll give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. We count it down right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight we just thank God. Amen for the mighty move of God. We thank God for his goodness and his mercy. Amen. We can't thank him enough, but we are going to bless the Lord. Amen. All you got to do is, amen, bless. Amen. Bless the Lord. Because the Lord has blessed us in so many ways. Amen. We thank God for each one of our listeners tonight, each and every one of you that have come to the line. Amen. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your support. Amen. We thank you, amen, for your patience. Amen. And your listening ear. Amen. Attentively to the word of God tonight. Amen. We pray. We know that you have been blessed. We pray that you will apply the word of God to your daily life. Amen. When you get off the word of God, amen, when you get off this line, remember the word of God. Remember the words of Jesus, amen, and what he has promised unto you, because he's able to fulfill it, and he's able to bring every promise to pass. Amen. So we just thank God for this night. Thank God for all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Thank God for all of our international listeners, those that are listening by Facebook, those that are listening by amen, podcast. However way that you're tuning into this broadcast tonight, amen, we greet you in the name of the Lord. We thank you for being a part of this ministry. Amen. We're here to let you know that, amen, we love you with the love of Jesus. Amen. But God loves you best. God loves you so well that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And this is why we're here every night. Amen, to declare the love of Jesus, to let you know that God loves you so much, amen, that you don't have to live without him, amen, but you can live with him, amen. So we bless God tonight. We thank you, woman of God, for coming forth, unveiling yourself, allowing God to use you in his service, amen. And want you, amen, as you take the platform, amen, again for the last stand and the benediction of the line, we want you, to, amen, to give us your information. Amen. Give us amen. Tell us about your prayer line that the Lord has laid, amen, in your heart and burst out of you, amen, so that the word of God can go forth. Amen. Let somebody know where they can find you and how they can reach you, amen, if need to be reached. So we thank you once again, people of God, for tuning into this broadcast. We want you to stay tuned for the announcements. The woman of God is going to give you her information, amen, about her radio broadcast as well, amen, so you can, amen, tune in if so desire at any given time. So God bless you, amen, we love you, amen, for my visionary and founder of the Prayer News Network Global and all the advisors, we love you with the love of Jesus. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Back into your hands for the last stand and the benediction of the Lord.
God bless you, Minister Emmanuel. Thank you so much for allowing me to tell about the ministry that I have on the telephone. It's called There Is Hope in Jesus Ministry. It's held every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m. You can call in by dialing 551-258-5271. That's 551-258-5271. To hear the word of God from yours truly, not only from me, but we have other ministers and elders. Minister Emmanuel was on not that long ago. God bless him. So call in. If you get a chance, call in. So we thank God for you on tonight. Again, it's 551-258-5271 every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m. You are welcome. And if that's all, let's have our closing prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this night. We thank you for your word. Thank you for your prayer. Thank you for your songs. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, ever look upon us as we depart. Oh, my God, be with us. Keep us under your blood. Keep us safe. Keep us with our hearts and minds stayed on thee. And what I say unto one, I say unto all, watch and pray. Amen. Consider yourself dismissed. God bless each and every one of you.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. This does conclude our broadcast for tonight. Amen. Watch and pray. Look to Jesus and bless his holy name. Blessings unto you. Amen. Until tomorrow night at 9 p.m. See you then. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.